The intense sun in Southern California is one reason that agriculture has flourished there. But in Riverside, east of Los Angeles, real estate development has become even more lucrative than farming. Commentator Susan Strait grew up in Riverside and still lives there. When she was a child, she says, the orange groves near her home seemed like the forests of fairy tales.
"We'll leave a trail of crumbs so we can find our way back out of the woods," Hansel and Gretel told each other, heading deep inside the ancient trees. "Take her into the forest and kill her. Bring me her heart for proof," the cruel stepmother ordered the woodsman in Snow White. "We had our own woods in rural Southern California when I was a child, our own fairy tale place. But my last forest disappeared recently. I stood there at the edge of the raw, turned earth, near a sign that said, 'Commercial Site,' where a bulldozer had dislodged the citrus trees more than 100 years old, and I wanted to cry. Our forests primeval were man-made. Acres and acres, miles and miles of citrus trees, like dark green clouds from overhead. But once my brothers and friends and I slipped inside the groves and ran down the irrigation furrows, more like Alice in Wonderland. People have told me that a grove is not a forest. But here, in the 1800s, transplanted Easterners and native Mexicano ranchers planted Naval and Valencia forests. They made their own woods in miles of geometric plots that crept up the foothills and down to the river. It was over 100 degrees in summer, but the groves were black with shade. Each tree was an umbrella, and amid the fallen leaves were ants and dried forgotten fruit like black baseballs, which we threw at each other. Sometimes we heard voices and footsteps, and we ran blindly down the tunnels and toward the footbridge. There were no witches in our forest. There were woodsmen, the farmers who were always watching out for little thieves like us, and the big thieves who left stolen, stripped cars on the dirt roads. There were men tending beehives for orange blossom honey, and men tending secret marijuana plots. My mother peeled us an orange nearly every morning of our lives, told us how one orange was an entire Christmas gift in Switzerland during World War II. My mother faithfully bought oranges at the roadside stands. For years, she kept her wonder at the segments and dripping juice. The groves are nearly all gone now. The housing tracts are named for what they've erased. They cover the acres where the farmers couldn't afford the water and the property taxes and the packing fees. Where there were hundreds of trees and one house on 10 acres, there are now 40 houses and 40 trees. When I was a child, the oranges in our hands were black with soot and dirt. We could taste the smudge and oil when we peeled them and sectioned them with grimy fingers. Our mother was right. The orange was a marvel. The white rind was velvet. Inside the slick skin, which dried to a hard membrane in a moment during a hot summer day, the segments were 1,000 shards of glisten and juice.
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California. Her novels include Blacker Than 1,000 Midnights and High Wire Moon.